Give our King a hand clap this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We call the sisters forward to come sing. Amen. He's the high priest today with his hands, with our names in his hands. Amen. As Brother Max was singing.
Bless you, saints.
I bless you.
I'd like to sing you two songs. We just stand here defying the devil because we never really get time to do anything, but we just didn't want it to prevent us from singing.
When you died for me, Jesus, you won for me.
On that day at the cross, you purchased my ransom. When you died for me, Jesus, you won for me. On that day at the cross, you purchased my ransom. Victorious, I stand victorious. Calvary has given me power to bring this word to pass. Victorious, I stand victorious. Calvary has given me power to bring this word to pass. I'm amazed at the word of grace, Lord, how you thought of me on the cross. Certain you can stand a chance. Lord, you made a way before I escape through your earth.
How you made a way of escape
through Calvary. All my sins are forgiven. They're in the sea of forgetfulness. So I stand in the face of the enemy and say, give it back. Christ has ransomed me. He's given me power to restore the world,
to enforce the law.
Say, give it back. Christ has ransomed me. Christ has ransomed
me.
He's given me power and authority to enforce the law. Say, give it back. Give me my mountain. My mountain, my inheritance. Hi, Satan ulamanga, Yesu ingobile. Give me my scripture, my promise, my title deed. Satan ulamanga, Yesu ingobile. Give me my mountain, my inheritance. Hi, Satan, you're a liar. Christ has overcome.
Give me my scripture,
my promise, my title deed.
Satan, you are a liar.
Christ has overcome.
Give me my scripture,
my promise, Malachi 4:5. Satan, you are a liar. Christ has overcome. Satan, you are a liar. Christ has overdone.
Satan, you are a liar.
It's already done.
When I think of Jesus, this man who died for me took my sins away. What made him give his life? What was the meaning of amazing grace? But I just couldn't see this bloody lamb that was slain for me. But I could not believe the suffering he bore took my place on that tree. Despised and rejected, it pleased the Father to give his Son for my life. Smitten and afflicted, I am now a prisoner of Christ.
Never known such love.
I have never known such love
to save me from the wrath. He covered me in his blood.
Amazing grace I see.
Amazing grace I see.
Justified I stand free. From the bondage of sin, Christ now dwells within. I am free. He was the perfect sacrifice. The Lamb gave me his life.
Hallelujah.
I'm free. From the bondage of sin, Christ now dwells within. I'm free. He was the perfect sacrifice. The Lamb gave me his life.
Despised and rejected, pleased the Father to slay his Son for my life. Smitten and afflicted, I am now a prisoner of Christ. I've never known such love.
I have never known such love
to save me from that wrath. He covered me in his blood. Amazing grace I see. Amazing grace I see. Justified I stand.
From the bondage of sin, Christ now dwells within. I'm free. He was the perfect sacrifice. The Lamb.
Amen. We thank the Lord. We're living in the footprints of the cross. Amen. Let's enter in this morning. Let's worship. Try pull your brother in. Try pull your sister in. So when the word comes, we're all together. Take me past the outer courts to that holy place. Past the brazen altar. This morning.
in the evening time. Let's sing that song, He's Coming Soon. Aren't you glad that He's coming soon? In these, the closing days of time, it's a wonderful thing that He's coming soon.
In these, the closing days of time, what joy, the glorious hope of hope, that so no wondrous truths are
sublime.
Songs like that. You know, I remember singing those songs when you first repented. And they never lose something. There's something. So let's sing one more. Really glad to have Brother Tom today with us. Sister Sharon, the saints from the north. God bless you richly. Just really want to hand over after this song. Let's sing the song, Nations Are Breaking, Israel's Awakening. Friends, there's signs all around. If your eyes are anointed, you'll see the time is at hand. Just looking forward to the word. May the Lord give liberty to Brother Tom and bless everybody who's here in Jesus' name.
Nations are breaking.
Israel's awakening. Signs that the prophets foretold. Gentile is numbered. Horrors encumbered. Eternity soon will unfold.
Hallelujah.
The day of redemption is here. As hearts are failing from fear. Be merry in the spirit. The general dispense to you. Whoa. The day of redemption is here. And hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the spiritual that's true and clear. Oh God, your redemption is here.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. It's good to be gathered with the saints of God this morning. And the Lord bless each and every one.
Hallelujah.
I bring you greetings from the fellowship in Bonbridge. The Lord bless each one. And the Lord bless the brother Andrew, the pastor, for this invitation. And it's always a blessing to come to Dublin. And every time we're coming, there's a few struggles. You know, and I like that really over the years you learn, you know, when the devil kicks a bit. You know, when you're fighting somebody, when they're still kicking, you're having them just finished.
That's
right. But when they're still, you know. But the devil, you know, he was wounded at Calvary. His head was bruised. He's almost unconscious, but he's still kicking a bit. And the fight must go on.
Amen.
And we must just keep going on until the Lord comes. And we know we've saw the super sign. It's appearing. And we're looking for the coming of the Lord. And we know it's very near. It's close. And we need to be about the Lord's work. Praise God. Let us turn to Genesis chapter 7. Just one verse from verse 16. And I think I might have preached this sermon the last time. But, you know, when I was praying for the combine, this is what I felt led to bring again this morning. And, you know, even as preachers and the pastor know, and other brothers that preach, you know, you can have an argument with God. if you know what I mean, you know. But Lord, I've preached it, you know, but Amen. But the Holy Spirit knows. Amen. And you know, maybe somebody didn't just catch it and they need to hear it again. Amen. And the Lord knows that, and we must do what the Lord leads us. Amen. Verse 16 of chapter 7. Verse 16 of chapter 7. And they that went in male and female, of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. Amen. Just let's bow our heads again for a word of prayer. Amen. Our Father and our eternal God, we thank and praise you this morning. Amen. That this is the privilege which is ours as the people of God. Amen. That we may come boldly into thy presence by the new and living way, through the precious shed blood of the Lamb. Lord, we're glad for access to the throne of grace, where we may find help in the time of need, through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we do come this morning knowing that you're our high priest, Amen. That you can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Lord, in spite of our failures, in spite of our mistakes, our shortcomings, Lord, your prophet said the blood lays there for us. And Lord, we come pleading the merits of the blood. And we ask you'll wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the snow. Purge us, and we shall be the kiss of sanctify us, and we'll praise thy holy name. Amen. Now, Lord, I know that your servant said that anyone can open the pages of this book, but it takes the Holy Spirit to make it live. And we ask, Lord, that the Holy Ghost will make this word live in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I take the blessed promised Holy Ghost, and I thank you, undertake for me in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. It's really good to be here this morning, and we just trust the Lord will really help us with his word this morning. Praise God. I want to take for a text this morning, shut in or shut out. And we definitely don't want to be shut out. We want to be shut in. And here we see that Noah was shut in by God. There's a lot of people could shut you out, but you want God to shut you in. And when God shuts you in, you'll be shut in with the Lord. And the Lord will be with you. But when you're shut out, you're away from God. And the Lord is not with you. There is a thing you see about man that's different from any animal. A man has a soul. Because men and women are made in the image of God, and we have a soul, and that soul needs to be saved. And because that soul needs to be saved, we need to be shut in with God. Now this man Noah was a very special man. We know Noah was different from all the rest of the people that lived in his time. He was a different person. He was different from all the rest, for the grace of God made a division between him and the rest of the people in his time. He was God's servant. He was God's prophet. He was God's messenger. He was a word for that hour. He heard from God, and he obeyed God. The prophet preached a message for Brother Branham called Hearing, Recognizing, and Going into Action. It's not enough just to hear the word, but then we must recognize it to be the word. Then we must act upon it. We must hear it, recognize it, and act upon it. Noah heard the word. He recognized it to be the word. He acted upon it. That whole generation couldn't believe it. They've never heard the word before. I'm going to read your quote about that in a moment. But Noah was different. We know that they've forgotten God. They'd forgotten God. And Paul says that it will come in the latter times, in our day, they'll forget God. And Paul says they will no longer want to retain God, even in their knowledge or in their thinking. But they don't want God. And they don't want the things of God. They want to have their own way. But really, they are serving another God. And we know that's the God of this evil age that they're serving. But we want to serve the one true God.
Amen.
Noah feared God. The people then lived for things temporal, and they lived for things that could be seen. But Noah lived for the invisible.
Amen.
Things of God. What God told Noah to do, Noah couldn't see it, but he believed it.
Amen.
He believed God. In a message called The Unfailing Realities of the Living God. Now Noah was God's provided way. Then he says that Moses was God's provided way. Noah had some supernatural religion that was different from all the rest of them. He had the Word of God.
Amen.
He had the Word of God. Noah had the Word of God. People don't really understand the power of the Word of God.
Amen.
That's why the prophet always kept saying, spoken words, original seed.
Amen.
Spoken words, original seed.
Amen.
And the title on the book, Spoken Words, Original Seed.
Amen.
Because when God spoke, there was power with it.
Amen.
When God said, let there be light, the darkness never comprehended it.
Amen.
But the light overcame the darkness. There's power in the Word of God.
Amen.
And Noah, he had the Word of God. And the people wasn't used with the Word of God. They had their own creeds. They had what they wanted, which was creeds, listening to and so forth, and not the Word. But Noah had the Word. Noah had the Word. Outside of the Word, there was no life.
Amen.
Outside of the Word, though they seem to be enjoying themselves, though they seem to be having a big time, how many knows we're living today like the days of Noah?
Amen.
As it was in the days of Noah, Matthew 17, or Luke 17, as it was in the days, verse 26 down, Luke 17, as it was in the days of Noah, they did eat, they did drink, they married, they were given in marriage, meaning marrying several times. So shall it be when the Son of Man is revealed.
Amen.
We have been promised by the words of Jesus in Luke 17 that there will be a repeat ministry of Christ again in the earth.
Amen.
We have saw it. We also know not only will there be a repeat ministry, that's that super sign.
Amen.
The Messiah sign.
Amen.
The last sign.
Amen.
To the Gentile church before the rapture.
Amen.
But also at that time, there will be a time of lawlessness.
Amen.
A time of the love of many shall wax cold. Traitors, heady, high-minded, having a form of godliness, denying the truth. And in Noah's day, they denied the truth. Noah had the Word, they didn't believe it. They didn't want Noah's message. They didn't want Noah's revelation. They wanted their own way. You see, there's two ways. There is our way, and there's God's way. Man's way is an imagination. God's way is a revelation. Man's way is the ways of death, destruction. God's way is the way of life, and that more abundantly.
Amen.
Noah had God's way. Noah knew whatever God said, God would do.
Amen.
He knew the one that spoke the word could perform the word.
Amen.
He believed God.
Amen.
In spite of the millions that didn't believe it, Noah believed.
Amen.
Eight that were right, millions that were wrong.
Amen.
Only eight souls were saved.
Yeah.
in Noah's time, so shall it be. When the Son of Man comes, is revealed. Brothers, we're living in the last days. In 2 Corinthians 15, 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, 16, for we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, and them that are saved, and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life, and who is sufficient for these things? Paul says the gospel does two works.
Amen.
The gospel separates to life and it separates to death.
Amen.
Every message does.
Amen.
Noah's message did the same thing.
Amen.
Those that believed Noah's message had an absolute. Because Noah was the word for that hour. He was the only one that had the word. Nobody else had a message that could save or deliver. Only Noah. Noah was the only one with the saving message. Noah was the only one with the word of God. None that was powerful. He knew that God was going to do what he said. And Paul said the gospel does two works, separates to life, separates to death. You see, we can speak the blessing or we can speak the curse. The power of death and life is in the tongue. But the people in Noah's day were going down the road of speaking death. They were living, but yet they were dead. Because judgment was pending. And you know, when every true message comes, Brother Branham said, judgment always follows it. Judgment always follows it. What an hour we're living in. Separated to life or separated to death. We know Paul said that. In these last days, just like Noah's days, they didn't even want to retain God in their knowledge. As it was then, so shall it be now. Back then, they didn't want God. They didn't want God's prophet.
Amen.
They didn't want the message he had.
Amen.
They didn't want to hear him. As a matter of fact, they laughed at him.
Amen.
They made fun of him. They said he's crazy. We have our churches. We have our creeds. We have our religion. But there was only one religion.
Amen.
Noah had it.
Amen.
True religion.
Amen.
Romans 1:28, look what it says. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Now we know that people today, and I won't go into the details, but you can catch what I'm saying. People are doing things today which are not convenient.
Amen.
People are doing things today they shouldn't do.
Amen.
Paul said they forsook the natural use of the woman. They burned in lust one toward another, just like in Sodom.
Amen.
And this is a sign of the end time.
Amen.
The laws pass it. Everything passes it. They say it's okay, but God said it's not. This is the day we're living in. These are signs.
Amen.
And when he built the ark, he was in the miserable minority. Noah, as men count heads. After 120 years of ministry, it was in a worse condition.
Amen.
And Brother Branham says, in the God of this evil age, Brother Branham clearly says in that message, he says, after 2,000 years of gospel preaching, the world's condition is worse than it's ever been in any other age. And he says that God never takes away. He adds on till God brought the gifts back into the church in Azusa Street. And then he went a step further and he sent a word prophet. And he's shown every gift, every sign, everything before the church and the people of God. And the world's still in a worse condition. Nothing, not one thing can God be blamed for. A fellow said to me the other day about all these things, I said, you must understand, if the Lord comes back, there's no excuse.
Amen.
There's no excuse. Gospels went forth. How beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel of peace. The Bible says their sound went into the whole earth.
Amen.
The whole earth.
Mm.
A And the message just went into the whole earth. And it says this gospel must be preached in the whole world. Amen. Then shall the end be. Amen. This gospel must be preached in the whole world. Then shall the end be. Amen. There'll be a shutting in and a shutting out. Amen. Noah preached this message for 120 years. Noah was faithful. Amen. You know, as far as feeling goes, to feel to preach, I'm sure a lot of times he didn't feel like preaching. He had just 8 people. Counting himself, he had 7 of a congregation. There might have been some drifters that came in and again, but there was just the 7 that took the message. And then you know Brother Branham preached a message, 1 in a million. Brothers, we're living in a late hour. Could you ever imagine that 8 would be right and millions wrong? Where God is, there's a majority, not a minority. Amen. Numbers don't mean it's God. Amen. You know, America, an American evangelist got to the stage where they felt if God was blessing them, it was off God. And it's went so far out, it's all money, money, money. And the Bible says, we're not redeemed by corruptible things such as silver and gold. Amen. But by the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. There's a treasure which we're to lay up. Amen. Which is not from this earth. Amen. It's a heavenly treasure. Amen. What money can't buy. The Bible says come without money. Amen. And receive from the Lord. Amen. Where God is. Remember, even that there was a great difference between the 8 and the millions. There was no gulf between them. The door was open. Yeah. And the door we know is still open. And when you read the prayer lines, you listen to the prayer lines, you hear Brother Branham saying, we're glad people are still finding mercy, but one of these days the door will close. Amen. And for 120 years the door of ark was open. While Noah built that ark, the door was open. But the time would come when God would shut him in. And remember, when God shut Noah in, nothing happened for 7 days. And Noah was preaching to the lost. You think of that this morning. And Brother Branham talks about souls in prison now. And the third pull is to the lost. And he says, every prophet has that. Even Jesus had it. Amen. Where there comes a time, it's preaching to the lost. Amen. And brothers, we know we're near that time. In spite of all the efforts we make and all the things we do, now we know some are still coming. We're not saying there's no mercy. But it's coming close. Amen. And we do preach to lost. There's people that will never be saved. And when God moves you, you better run. Amen. You're privileged. Amen. No gulf was between them. They could believe Noah's message. This is from a message called Souls That Are in Prison. Paragraph 279. But this third pull was when he preached to the lost that could be saved no more. They were down there where them big painted eyes were. Preach to the souls in hell that did not accept mercy, but were eternally separated from the presence of God. But yet they had to recognize it, what he was, because God made him there. Wonder if his ministry climbs out the same way in the last days as it was. As the Father sent me, so send I you. The works that I do, John 14:12, shall you do also. Lost could never be saved. They had rejected mercy. That was the third pull. Now, is there any question? His first pull, he healed the sick. Is that right? Congregation says amen. The second pull, he was prophesying. His third ministry is preaching to the eternally lost. Amen. There's 3 mountains and so forth, the lost eternally. Noah's ministry, all ministries done the same. Noah preached. Is that exactly right? He went into the ark, and when he went into the ark, there were 7 days that nothing happened. His testimony preached their doom. Amen. Once Noah went in and the door closed, God closed the door.
Amen.
Noah never closed the door.
Amen.
You know, Brother Branham said when the rapture takes place, when the catching up takes place, when the bride goes, he said they'll still have altar calls,
Amen.
But they're not getting saved.
Amen.
He said that.
Amen.
Mercy's over to the Gentiles. Now, we're not talking about those that come out of great tribulation. They're already in.
Yeah. Amen.
But they never had the seal.
Amen.
But they were justified. But he says they'll call altar calls and so forth, but mercy's over.
Amen.
And he says one of these days we'll spurn the mercy for the last time.
Amen.
And you might think that could never happen, but they did it in Noah's time. When God closed the door, he shut Noah in.
Amen.
They were all closed out.
Amen.
Even if they wanted to come now, they couldn't come.
Amen.
Even though they cried, they pleaded, they scraped the door, the entrance was closed.
Amen.
Think of that this morning.
Amen.
That's a sobering thought.
Amen.
And when the rain started to come, and when the flood started to come, and they began to sink and drown and swim and scream, and pull on the door. It never opened.
Amen.
Mercy was over.
Amen.
Only 8 souls were saved.
Amen.
You said that's terrible. Why would God do that? God gave them 120 years.
Amen.
Noah preached for 120 years.
Amen.
We have no excuse down through 7 church ages. God has sent a message.
Amen.
Send a voice.
Amen.
Even in them darkest ages.
Amen.
You had men like Martin Luther. That came forth from the darkest darkness. But because of this word of God, the light. My word is a lamp unto, God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God's word is our light. And Zechariah says there shall be light at the evening time. What else? The path of glory ye shall surely find. Evening light. Noah was the evening light in his time. They didn't want it. They rejected it. God closed the door. The pastor and the other preachers never got together and said, no, well, tell you what, it's over now. They had no choice in it. After Noah was closed in, God closed the door.
Amen.
The rapture's going to take place. People may think it's just a fairy tale. It's going to happen.
Amen.
There's going to be a catching up.
Amen.
We're going to have a body change. We're going to go to be with the Lord.
Amen.
Those that don't have God's seal are lost.
Amen.
Sealed out, not sealed in.
Amen.
We want to be sealed in.
Amen.
You know where he talks about the boxcar and the sea? And it's sealed till its destination.
Amen.
And Ephesians says, whereby you're sealed by the Holy Spirit to the day of your redemption.
Amen.
The redemption of this body to wit.
Yes.
God's seal. Revelation 22:17 says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will let him take the water of life freely. God's call is clear the day. God is saying, come.
Amen.
The bride is saying, come.
Amen.
We're all saying, come.
Amen.
Whosoever will, let him come.
Amen.
No priest to see him.
Amen.
No priest, come.
Amen.
And when you feel God drawing you to come, you need to run.
Amen.
Run to the altar.
Amen.
After 120 years, God's Spirit will not always strive a man. God said that. My Spirit will not always strive a man.
Amen.
There stood the ark and its door wide open to all. Place of safety from the coming destruction. Outside this door, death would reign universally. But all would be peace within. Remember, when the last 7 days of grace had come to the close, the Lord began his work of justice. His work of justice.
Amen.
By separating Noah, and the Lord shut him in. and he began his work of justice.
Hallelujah.
God is a just God.
Amen.
We preach about a God of love. We preach about a God of mercy. But he's also a God of justice.
Amen.
And it would not be just if God didn't do what he did.
Amen.
And if God did it then, and God did it in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, which are typed to this hour, what will it be for this generation that turned down the word of God?
Amen.
And God has proved, he's shown us absolute proof of the resurrection in the 20th century.
Amen.
Through the ministry of William Branham,
Amen.
We've been given absolute proof of the resurrection.
Amen.
We saw God on the scene again.
Amen.
The same pillar of fire that the church hadn't saw in years that was with Paul has came back. Came back.
Amen.
And we saw God's photograph.
Amen.
We've saw it.
Amen.
But many don't believe it. But we believe it.
Amen.
Revelation 3 verse 7 says, "Unto the angel of the church of Philadelphia write these things, saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth. And shutteth and no man openeth." When God closes this door, he has the key. And God closed that ark up, no one else could open it. You know, this is something. He had made an impossible barrier between Noah and those that believed not. The gulf, the Bible talks about a great gulf fixed, they that are hence cannot come thence. The barrier could not be broken. When the decision was made and God closed the door, it was final.
Amen.
There was no changing the mind. You remember what Brother Branham says. He said, God never changes his mind about his word.
Amen.
And even of his judgment, he doesn't change his mind.
Amen.
And God closed the door, it was final. They've no excuse. Noah preached him for 120 years. He was a righteous man, the Bible says. A godly man. A prophet.
Amen.
The mercy gate was shut. The time of long suffering had come to a close. And a message called, "The hour has come." The time come one time for God to destroy the world with water.
Amen.
And he sent a man by the name of Noah. And God got the world ready for judgment, and he taken, the time came for Noah to go in the ark. Look. Noah could not go into the ark before God was ready for him to go in.
Amen.
God shut the door behind Noah, is that right?
Amen.
All the opportunities for anyone else ever to enter, it was gone.
Amen.
Because that God had closed the door.
Amen.
The day of opportunity was over.
Amen.
The day of opportunity was gone. You might say, well, I'm not just where I should be. I'm not saved. I've been coming to church. I'm not right with God. I'll put it off. But the day of opportunity could end.
Amen.
Amen.
And it won't end when you think. It'll end when God decides.
Amen.
You know, the Lord can just take someone. Look at Brother Borthwick in Scotland. I've known him. For many years, he helped me to start when we started the work on Bond Bridge. Almost 30 years ago, early 90s. And going to church on a Wednesday night to preach, 71 years old, looked a fit man. And his wife looked over and he was lying over the steering wheel. They pulled up to the traffic lights. The car never moved. All the cars went. His dead. Gone. Now we know he's in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Look at Jonah Luma. Famous, how many's heard of Jonah Luma? The All Blacks.
Yes.
Famous rugby player. Great, strong man.
Yes.
I remember when they played England, he just threw them aside. Yes. And just ran straight through. Nobody could stop him. 40 years old, died. Just 40 years old. The Bible says God holds the breath we breathe.
Amen.
We don't know the day or the hour or the moment God holds the breath we breathe.
Amen.
But Brother Branham says you be ready.
Amen.
He says, you be ready every moment and every hour. You be ready. And after he says that and he prays, you know what he prays at the end of that? You know what he prays? He says, Lord, this is a great prayer to pray. Fill every fiber of this being with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Fill every fiber of this being with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Bring this whole being under the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
I'll tell you, when you do that, you'll be holy.
Amen.
For he's called the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
1 Peter 3 verse 20 says, which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while Noah, the ark was preparing, wherein few that his 8 souls were saved. Now just for a few moments, and it won't hold you as long, it's almost 12:30 already. I haven't even started my sermon yet. This is terrible, isn't it? You know, when you start out, you're a young preacher, in 15 minutes you get up there and it's all over. But after 20 or 30 years, 15 minutes, you're just getting warmed up.
Amen.
You know, that's how it goes. Look at this first thought, shut in. Noah was shut in, shut in the ark. Noah's condition as till an evil world was one of separation.
Amen.
God separated him. We have to bear with it now. We're here on this earth, we have to bear with it. We see things on computers, internets, on the streets. How many knows what I'm saying? That we don't really want to see.
Amen.
There's things there to tempt us, to try us. We mix with it every day. It's terrible sometimes. That's how I feel anyhow.
Amen.
But Noah was separated by God.
Amen.
It was over.
Amen.
And God's going to separate the sheep from the goats.
Amen.
There's a separating time coming.
Amen.
We will mix with it no more. We'll be gone.
Amen.
We'll be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
When this whole thing starts to go on and you see the loved ones come in,
yeah,
you'll know it's on.
Amen.
Brother, I believe we are in the season of it.
Amen.
We are in the season of the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
We are in the season. This day we can say these scriptures are fulfilled. Malachi 4, Revelation 10, 7, Matthew 7. All these scriptures are fulfilled. The coming of the Lord's at hand. He was severed from the world and his separation was beyond recall. There'll be no going back when he takes you.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we do things we shouldn't do and we go back to it. But you see, when the Lord takes us from here, there'll be no going back.
Amen.
When we come back, listen to this, after we leave this earth and we go to be with the Lord, the next time we come back, we're coming back as king and queen onto the Mount of Olives. And we will live and reign on this earth with Christ for 1,000 years. And the devil's bound for that time.
Amen.
My, that's going to be something, isn't it? No sin in that time. No devil bound with a chain of circumstances, Brother Branham says. For 1,000 years. God's going to renovate this earth. She's had a baptism of water. She's going to have a baptism of fire.
Amen.
We're going to be shut in. The world out. From a message called the Ark. Notice Noah when he came in. That's the only thing he had to do. I want you to get that. Don't think there's some program or ritual or, you know, a learning to it. There's no learning to it. It's by revelation. By faith alone you come. You believe the word. The Holy Spirit, we say it many times at home, the Holy Spirit already was poured out at Pentecost. We can receive it now.
Amen.
It's been poured out, the prophet said.
Amen.
He says, receive the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Eternal life.
Amen.
The seal of God.
Amen.
That's the only thing he had to do, was walk in. God shut the door. And he was safety until the judgment was passed. God done the shutting. God done the opening. That's the believers today in Christ.
Amen.
When you're in Christ, you can say like Paul the Apostle, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. You're not saved by your own works. You are saved by Romans 4. The imputation of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. For he said he will not impute to you your sin, but he will impute to you his righteousness. That word impute means he'll freely give. Jesus freely give us his righteousness. We just walk in and believe it. And he accepts us. We're accepted in him. We're not accepted in some organization. We're only accepted in the word. Jesus Christ is that word. Colossians 3 verse 3 says, for you're dead and your life is hid with God, with Christ in God. Hidden beyond further damage of death. They are henceforth kept by the power of God unto salvation. We're kept by God. We're not kept by what we do. We're kept by God. But when you're kept by God, and I tell you about that Holy Spirit with the prophet prayed, you'll want to be holy. All of us go through it, you know. You know, you think sometimes, you know, well, the preachers don't have any trouble. That's the fellow that has the trouble. Amen. He's the one at the front. Amen. He's the one the devil wants to give trouble to. Amen. He's the one you need to pray for. Amen. Pray for the pastor. Amen. Pray for the ministers. Amen. It's a battle. Amen. Galatians 6 verse 14 says, but God forbid that I should glory, save on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. The world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. We're severed from the world. There's things we have to do, but there's things we don't have to do. Amen. You think about what it's going to be like when we'll no more be mixing. We'll be gone. But until we're gone, we're here. And while we're here, we have a body, a pest house we have to deal with. And it gives a lot of trouble. And as it gets older, there's different trouble it gives. And Paul says it has to be brought into subjection to the word of God. Sometimes we'll be sick, we'll have to be praying for to be healed. There's so many things we go through till the Lord comes. But there's one thing that's sure, there's one thing that can't be changed. That's your destination. If you've trusted in Christ, if you believed the word, your destination's unchangeable. You've already made it. You're potentially there. Amen. 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 The door was shut. The Lord had shut him in. There was no wheat in Noah's heart to come out. And he couldn't come out. Because God shut him in. Amen. 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 You know, I'd love it if people just come and they couldn't change their mind about it. Wouldn't that be great? But the day is coming. When the catching up takes place, you know, not matter if your bodies, if the souls that went on before us are under concrete, God will open them graves up. Amen. The dead in Christ shall rise first, 1 Thessalonians. Amen. Chapter 4, verse 16, so forth. God's going to raise them up then. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up. That word caught up means thrust up. Amen. In the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. We've already heard the midnight cry. Amen. How many believes that? Amen. We've heard the midnight cry. The season has begun. We've entered into the season of the coming of the Lord. The signs are all around us. Do you want God to shut you in? You definitely don't want God to shut you out. You want God to shut you in. The deed was done, it couldn't be undone. The bolt was turned and couldn't be withdrawn. Noah was shut in by a hand which was given, was never given to undo his own work. His own work's always perfect, God's. When God does a work, it never needs done again. Amen. It's perfect. Everyone that can say they are a true believer, dead unto the world, or shut in with God. They may have said Noah was entered a coffin. He's as good as dead and buried. That's what they said. You know, when Noah went into the ark and God closed the door behind Noah, many people would have said, Noah has entered a coffin. He's crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. This door's closed. He's in there. Nothing's happened for 7 days. He's crazy. Amen. There's not even going to rain. That's what they thought. Let me read you what the prophet says in a message called the court trial. It's some message. I've been listening to it several times this last few weeks. And you know, one day they come up to laugh at me, Noah, he says. And Noah's on the stand here. Many's heard this message. And he puts him on the stand. Noah's on the stand. And one day they come up to laugh at me and the door was shut. They said, well, that old fanatic went out there and shut the door, I suppose. But I heard them. But I told them, God shut the door. No doubt that rain will fall today. That'll be it. Noah thought that. The first day passed by, there was no rain. Then they really scoffed at me, telling me God shut the door. I don't believe such a stuff as that. Noah shut the door himself, him and his son, see. Scoffers, unbelievers, skeptics. All right, it went on for a while, but on May the 17th, one morning, it rained. And it absolutely destroyed all those people that was put to the test against the Word of God. Did you hear that, Ben? They were put to a test against the Word of God. When the test comes to the Word never fails. He can swear by no greater. He swear by himself that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. What else did it say? That we might have strong consolation to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Noah had that hope. Noah had strong consolation. They were put to a test against the Word of God. And he saved those who believed God and made preparation for it. Those that believed the word were saved. All you have to do is believe the word. That simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And thou shalt be saved. You know when that jailer put those apostles in and he whipped them and beat them. You know the story in the book of Acts. Now you have to understand when you think of Paul. This man's gifted. Amen. The Bible says that he was gifted above all the rest. It really says that, doesn't it? Special miracles were wrought by the hands of Paul. Chiefest of all apostles. Now he's gifted. This fella could prepare a sermon. He could preach a sermon like we've never heard. How many believes that? Yes. But yet with all, when that jailer would have drew out a sword that put them in jail. But Paul and Silas began to sing at the midnight hour. They were jailed because of preaching. And that jailer would have slew himself. They said, do yourself no harm. We're all here. We haven't escaped. You know, because God shut that jail. And the doors all came open. Paul and Silas were free. But they never ran out. They were free. Now you think of it, the jailer says, sirs, what must I do? Paul never gave them some big great, you know, theologian speech. He said, believe on the Lord Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen. And thy house, Amen. And thou shalt be saved. Amen. And he believed, then he did the next part. He baptized him. Amen. 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 He did the next part, but he believed first. Amen. And once he got him to believe, he baptized him and his whole house. Amen. You see how long it took God to bring that family in. You see, we think, you see, God's not under any limitations. Amen. When God moves, God can do it quick.
Amen.
When I get saved, my father come back to the Lord, my mother come back to the Lord. My brothers, 1, 2, 3, 4, like that, just started coming.
Amen.
Overnight. God just did it. You can even find quotations where Brother Branham talks about that. How God will deal with a family. God can do it. We know scoffers are prophesying to come. And these scoffers said to Noah, Noah, you shut the door. Noah, you're an old fool. All these things. But God closed the door. Noah never closed the door. God closed the door.
Amen.
Noah didn't know himself if it would rain on the first day, the second, third, or fourth day. Noah didn't know.
Amen.
But he believed God.
Amen.
God doesn't tell us everything.
Yes.
But what he does tell us is enough.
Amen.
Why do we want to be told things there's nothing there for? When we have a lot of things that is there that we can believe.
Amen.
We don't need to search for something that's not there when we have something to believe that is here.
Yes.
That's what we need to believe. God's pure word came through Noah. We've had a pure word again. I believe that. I believe it with all my heart. God, you see, had to do it to bring us back to the original gospel. The original faith. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 to 8. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the waters and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heaven and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years of one day with the Lord.
Amen.
And you know, you can go right into this ark, type at the baptism. And Peter did it in 1 Peter 3, verse 20 to 21. I don't want to take the time. But Peter did it. He typed this ark to baptism. That the ark would under but come over in the water. You know, I was reading a bit of statistics about that ark just yesterday. And I didn't really plan, you know, to go into the actual ark herself, but I did read a bit. And you know, who's ever heard of a Curie 2? It's a ship. But that ark was built similar style to it. And they say that ark, the way that ark was built, it was virtually impossible to sink. 90% of it could go under the water and it still wouldn't sink.
Amen.
If it's pitched within and without.
Amen.
In and out.
Amen.
We want the Holy Ghost inside and outside.
Amen.
The prophet prayed that all over us.
Amen.
Through every fiber.
Amen.
Holy Ghost people. Sealed by God.
Amen.
The ark pitched within and without. Virtually impossible to sink. And they say that the size of that boat, everything about it, it was massive. But a way, you know, perfect scale for to build a boat. And people wondered that. Why would they wonder at God when God spoke the world?
Hallelujah.
God spoke the world. He said, let there be light and so forth. You know Genesis. God spoke. God is perfect. The absolute perfection of all perfections.
Amen.
That's God.
Amen.
And I'm coming to close. You see, in all this here, and you read this, you know, it's a warning for us not to go back. When God shuts us in, we don't need to go back. Luke 17:32 tells us, remember Lot's wife.
Amen.
She looked back. She looked back. She was brought out. She was safe. She was saved. But she turned back.
Yes.
Until you're shut in, don't look back.
Amen.
Don't look back. If you haven't got the seal this morning, you need to get it.
Amen.
It's available.
Amen.
The prophet says you don't need a battalion. God can give you it.
Amen.
You believe it?
Amen.
Lot's wife looked back, turned to the pillar of salt, and we must not look back to the waste ruins, but look upward and onward to the city of God, which are foundations. And this world's going to be a city of ruins.
Amen.
Look at even today. Look at the killing and the things that's happening in the world. People say it's terrible, but Jesus said it would happen.
Amen.
Wars, rumors of wars, still the end's not yet. Shut out. Luke 13, verse 25. when once the master of the house has risen up and have shut the door too, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he shall answer you and say to you, I know you not, whence are ye? And I'm closing. You see, you could look at the Matthew 7 group. And in Matthew 7, they did signs, they did wonders, they healed the sick and so forth. All that's good. But if they weren't saved, they're still lost. And when that group comes before Jesus, he says, I never knew you. Depart from me. I was reading just this morning or last night, for Brother Branham says, he saw witch doctors speaking tongues and witches. And he refers to the witch of Endor. And what they say is right. But they're still witches. Amen. But we have a true word.
Amen.
We're not guessing. This is the word of God.
Amen.
This is thus saith the word of God.
Amen.
A true vindicated message from God.
Amen.
That God himself has backed up.
Amen.
Do you want to be shut in or shut out? It's your choice. All you have to do is simply believe. Let's bow our heads while the musicians come. Brother, just as I am. Praise God. Just while every head's bowed and the musicians get ready, I just want to pray. Just while we prepare. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you this morning that your word cannot return void. But Lord, you watch over it to perform it. Lord, we know that emotion's good, but it's not emotion. And Lord, we know it's good to feel good and all them things, but none of that's it. It's that faith, that sixth sense. Lord, and your prophet said that sixth sense, the devil never got to it. And we believe your word this morning. And we confess that we do believe your word. Lord, we need that Holy Spirit to fill every fiber of our beings. And Lord, we believe in the seal of God that you're coming again. We've saw the super sign, the appearing of Christ. We know your coming is at hand. Father, give people this morning deciding grace, moved by the Holy Spirit in this service. I welcome the Holy Ghost to move, to bind every work of the devil and spoil every principality and every power that's against your word in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's just keep our eyes closed. Maybe we can sing softly.
Just as I am, just as I am.
While we sing this song, if you want prayer, if you're sick, you want hands laid on, or you want to be saved, I want you to come to the front. Maybe the pastor could come as well. You come and I'll be here at the front to pray for you.
Whose blood
Oh, Only you, Lord, are worthy, Lord. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you. Oh, we need you, glory, we give you. We give you all the glory. We worship you. Fella, tu me la.
only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things. All things are possible. Oh.
As we come to a close, we just want to unite ourselves together in prayer, each of us to pray. And we want to rebuke the devil today. Every spirit of criticism, every spirit of unbelief, every spirit of sickness and infirmity, every spirit of opposition that would stand in the way of the sons and daughters of God. Let's seek him, friends. Let's call upon the name of the Lord. Even as the sisters were singing, let's take our mountain. Let's possess our promise. And if you're praying on behalf of somebody else, bring them before the Lord upon this day. But let's not allow the devil to have any opportunity. We do not want him to be comfortable in this place. We do not want him to have any comfort in the lives of anybody that's here. But if we just unite our simple faith together and we stand against the power of the enemy, we desire that Jesus will have the victory, the right of way upon this day. That all that is purchased for us, all the work that is done for us, let it be expressed upon this day. Let's unite ourselves together. Let's come and pray before we go from this place. Father, we are looking unto thee upon this day. Father, we come in your precious name because we want to stand against every power of the enemy, Lord. Every deed of darkness, Lord. Father, every iniquity, Lord. Every dark shadow, every, Lord, work of the devil. We want to stand against him, Lord, upon this day. To bring our simple faith, Father, to unite ourselves together in prayer. Father, you see the spirits of unbelief. Father, we're just looking unto thee, Lord. Father, we do not accept such in the lives of our children, in the young lives of our young people. But Father, we are waiting upon thee. We are wanting to call upon the name. We're just asking of thee, Lord, to put to flight the armies of the enemy, even upon this day. Thou seest spirits, Lord, of depression. Thou seest spirits of oppression. Thou seest spirits and powers and principalities, Lord. We're just asking of thee, Father, that you'd move on behalf of your people. That you'd break every fetter. That you'd break every bondage, Lord. That you'd bring to naught, Father, the purposes and the plans of the evil one, Lord. Heavenly Father, thou seest each and every one of these things, Lord. And I'm just looking unto thee. I just want to worship thee upon this day. I just want to thank you, Lord, for your sure promises, Lord. To thank you, Father, for what you've already done, Lord. Thou seest our needs. Thou seest our desires, Lord. I'm asking of thee, Lord, to move by your grace upon our young people, Lord. I'm asking of thee, Lord, to speak unto their souls, Lord. I'm asking of thee, Heavenly Father, Lord, for your spirit of grace. That you'd work, Father, that you'd move, that you'd do your wonderful work, Lord. I'm asking for our children. Father, I want to bring them up unto thee, Lord. Each and every one of them. Father, Lord, at this time, I would ask of thee, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that you would manifest yourself, Lord, that you would show yourself strong. That, Father, Lord, you'd bring to Lord the workings of the enemy, Lord. Even as prayer has been made for people, Lord, upon this day, I'm praying, Lord Jesus, that you would move and just bring a victory, Father, each and every one of these situations, Lord. For, Lord, you are looking unto me. We're bringing our faith and our trust in you. We're coming unto thee by the way of the blood, Lord. We're coming by the way of thine imputed righteousness, Lord, upon this day. We're coming, Lord, in your precious name, Lord. Father, I do just so much want to come once again, Lord, to speak the name of Daniel McKinstry before thee, Lord, upon this day. I ask of thee, Lord, Father, bring him in for your glory. Have mercy upon him. I seek and ask him to pray. I will dedicate him up unto thee, Lord, even at this time, Lord. Even for the Lord, Lord, bring any of that infirmity that they do, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, I bring the little Timothy unto thee upon this day. Thou seest and thou knowest, Lord, that affliction, Lord. Lord. We ask of thee, Lord, to bind, Father, the works of the enemy, Lord, to bring to Lord that affliction, Father, as we would look unto thee, as we would desire to worship thee, to praise thee, to bring it before thee, Lord. Father, bless your servant, Lord Jesus, and ask it and pray, and your people, and raise us up, Father. Take us deeper, take us higher. Thou seest our desire, Lord, even our thoughts and our purposes, Lord, even the simplicity, Lord, of what you've done in this day, Lord Jesus, that lays behind, Lord. Bless that, Lord, we pray. Quicken, Father, Lord, just something, Lord, we ask, Lord. Glorify the name as we dedicate it up unto thee. Bring these things before thee, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, as we wait upon thee now, Lord. Father, Lord, let nothing, Lord Jesus, of the enemy, Heavenly Father, Lord, prosper in this place, Lord. But guide us and lead us, Lord Jesus, we pray. Father, Lord, we're just claiming thy victory, Lord. We know the angels are, Father, at the post of duty, Lord. We're just raising our faith up unto thee, Lord. Father, to stand against any opposition, to stand against every division, Father, any other work that the enemy would desire to work, Lord. Just seeking and praying, Father, Lord, that, Father, you may be glorified, Lord, as we do look unto thee. Even at this time. One more bit, George.
Come on, come in, come on. The Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. Oh, the Spirit and the Christ in God. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Never fear, never fear. Drink of this rock, you will never thirst again. Spirit and the bride say, come, come out, come out, come in, come out. The Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. Oh, you will never thirst again. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Oh, God's voice is calling from heaven. Come out of it, my people. Not partakers of her sins. Her sins have reached heaven, causes her iniquities. The Spirit and the bride say, come, come out, come out. Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Oh, the Spirit and the bride say, come. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, come, Church of Dublin today. Spirit and the bride, say, come.
Oh, friends, you can pledge allegiance to many things in this age, but there's only one thing worth pledging allegiance to, and that's to the Lamb. Let's pledge allegiance to the Lamb before we leave this place. This world has forsaken him. The Bible says of this, as Brother Tom read, they are willingly ignorant. If anybody really wanted to know if God was real, they would search it out. They'd find out he's so real. Yeah.
Amen.
I was speaking to someone just the other day, and they were saying, you know, they tried this and they tried that. I said, I've never had a time in my life that if I just sought him for a day or two, I didn't find him. Amen. So I don't understand people that can't find him. He's not far. Amen. You don't have to call him down from heaven. He's already here. He's already put out the red carpet, the prophets. He's already shed his blood. The welcome mat is out. If you seek him with all your heart, you'll find him.
Amen.
But let's pledge allegiance to the Lamb before we go from this place.
I have heard of Christians long ago who were brought before the tyrant's throne. They were told that he was paralyzed if they would renounce the name of Christ. One by one they chose to die for the Son of God. They would never, never deny like a great angelic choir sings, like an almost hear their voices ring. I pledge allegiance to their land with all my strength. The course of Jesus, oh, it still goes on. Now our time has come, oh, to count the cost, to reject this world, to embrace the world. But one by one, let us live our lives for the one who died. Give us life till the trumpet sounds. That I find a way. Let us proudly stand and boldly say, oh, I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength. Shame. I will seek to honor his command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Oh, let's pledge, I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. With all my strength,
if he'd be kind enough to come and close for us in a word of prayer. He was hiding away nicely in the back there. May the Lord bless him as well. Thank you, brother, for doing that for us. If anybody has a need before we go, if you want to just raise your hand, let's close our eyes.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank thee this afternoon for your grace and mercy, Lord, upon us. Thank you for visiting us, Lord, through your word. everything you say to us since this morning is true, Lord. It's late than we think. And may the Lord be shut in with God. And the world and the devil shut out. We believe with all our hearts that this message is true. And it's a quickening power. That's why we are asking for the Holy Ghost to come down and quicken this word to our souls. So that when we go out of this place, we don't forget what we heard, Lord, this morning. But let us apply it, Lord. Because you have asked us to apply the token. Let us apply this word in our life, Lord. That's the only way we can be saved. And the angel of death can pass over us. It's only when we put in practice what we are listening to. Otherwise, Lord, the devil come and play around with us. And we become just a church with, or the world with a church name on it. But we don't like that, Lord. We want to be the church of the living God. As the prophet said, God is a living God only when he lives in your heart. Come down in our hearts, Lord, and leave your own word through us. So that we can say like Paul, it's not me, but it's Christ in me. Living out his own word. Thank you, Jesus. We believe with all our hearts. Come down and confirm your word in our hearts. Seal it in our heart. Thank you, Lord, for answering to our request. Thank you for granting to us the need of our heart. Bless our pastor, his ministry, his wife, and whatever he is trying to do for your kingdom. Bless the preacher, Lord. Anoint him again. Inspire him, Lord. So that every time he stands before your people, he can bless them. Go with one of us, Lord. Every one of us, as we're going home, protect us on our road. Till we meet again on Wednesday in your presence. We'll bless your name, Lord. In Jesus Christ we ask. Amen.
Amen. Saints, just a reminder that next Sunday, Brother Lovanz is preaching again. Wonderful. Amen. Looking forward to that. Let's keep in prayer. And then in 3 weeks' time, dedication services. Brother Crosby's coming. Brother George Martin. Brother Tom's going to be as well. Let's really be in prayer for that. Let's pray for the young people with their preparations for their Christmas play. Now today, up in Sunday school, they were singing that song, "Let the Word be born in the manger of my heart." You know, let it be a reality to them is our desire. Amen. That in this kind of a time when the world celebrates the season, when the Word was made flesh amongst us.
Hallelujah.
Let's really pray for our young people as well, for our children, that the Word will be made flesh in them. That they may be sealed in, that the world will be sealed out. That all of this atheism and unbelief and all of this darkness, gross darkness, won't be upon them. So much to appreciate. Brother Tom, thank you very much, prayer. May the Lord grant them a safe
journey.
Let's pray for the evening service at Brother Tom's, that the Lord will bless them as well.
Amen. May we
dismiss in Jesus' name, and God bless you. Amen.
I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing. I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing. Yeah.
horse race, the black and the white, Lord, I must give praise to this race. The choice is yours, the one you feed the most. He who began a good work in you is faithful to finish. His word is true. Your heart, Lord, have your way. Oh, I'm not what I ought to. I'm not what I ought to be. What I want to be. Oh, what I want to be. I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Changing my life now that Christ is in. A picture of Him make I clearly see more.